Pirates. Female pirates, Blackbeard and Jack Sparrow. The history of pirates is filled with weird and wonderful characters. But who were the real pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Jack Sparrow. Today, people know more about Jack Sparrow, the pirate captain in the film Pirates of the Caribbean, than they do about Blackbeard, the most notorious Caribbean pirate of all time. Played by the actor Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow is everything a fictional pirate should be: handsome, daring, and smart. In real life, most of the pirates in the Caribbean were poor, illiterate, and cruel. Losing teeth and limbs in fights, most of them were not especially good-looking either.
A man called Anne. Anne Bonny. When the 16-year-old Anne wanted to marry bad boy James, a small-time pirate, her father was against it. However, Anne ignored her father, married James, and moved to an island in the Bahamas. At that time, the Caribbean Sea attracted many pirates. There were many safe harbours where they could hide. It was far away from the authorities, and most importantly of all, the ships that sailed through the area carried gold and silver. James worked as an informer, turning in pirates to the authorities for money. But Anne liked the pirates. She especially liked a pirate called Calico Jack. When Jack sailed away on his ship, the Revenge, Anne joined him as a man. Pirates were very superstitious, and they believed that a woman on board a ship was bad luck. So for a long time, Anne pretended to be a man. However, she was such a good pirate that the crew accepted her when they discovered that she was actually a woman. Eventually, Anne Bonny became one of the most famous pirates in the Caribbean.
The Red Flag Fleet, Ching Shi. Probably the most successful pirate ever did not sail in the Caribbean at all, but in the waters around China. Ching Shi was a very poor girl and became a prostitute to survive. Eventually, she married a powerful pirate, the head of the infamous Red Flag Fleet. After he died in a tsunami, the 22-year-old Ching Shi took over the fleet. Soon, she was so successful that she ruled the South China Sea, with 1,800 ships and 80,000 male and female pirates under her command. The invincible pirate queen was also a tough businesswoman. She not only attacked and robbed ships, but she also asked protection money from all that sailed through her waters. Any ship that refused to pay was set on fire. Nobody, not even the combined power of the British, the Dutch, and the Chinese navies, could defeat the Red Flag Fleet. Finally, Ching Shi negotiated a deal for her crew and herself with the Chinese government. The pirates pulled their ships into port for the last time. They were all pardoned, they could keep their loot, and they all retired to live quiet lives in the Chinese countryside. A very wealthy Ching lived to the ripe old age of 69.